A chilling reminder of Pakistan's vulnerability in the digital age has emerged with the latest advisory from the National Cyber Emergency Response Team, NCERT. Over 180 million login credentials and passwords of Pakistani internet users have been compromised in a massive global data breach, exposing sensitive personal and institutional data tied to global tech giants, government portals and critical services. This is no small breach. The data, exposed in an unencrypted, publicly accessible file, includes usernames, passwords, emails and URLs linked to services such as Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and even platforms related to banking, healthcare and government functions. That such a vast trove of information was not only stolen but left completely unprotected is a stark indictment of our collective failure to take cybersecurity seriously. The consequences of such a breach are not just limited to personal inconvenience or financial fraud. At scale, they pose serious threats to national security, institutional integrity and the trust that underpins Pakistan's digital governance and commerce landscape. Pakistan's digital footprint has grown exponentially in recent years. Yet, our cybersecurity infrastructure has failed to keep pace with this growth. NCERT's advisory calls for immediate protective action, but one-off warnings are not enough. What Pakistan needs is a comprehensive, nationwide cybersecurity strategy that mandates rigorous standards for data protection and incident response. Regulatory bodies must compel companies, especially those handling sensitive data, to implement robust encryption and security measures. Government systems must be fortified with intrusion detection systems and a trained cybersecurity workforce. At the individual level, the public must be educated about the risks of weak passwords, the dangers of phishing attempts and the importance of installing antivirus and anti-malware protections. But again, this will require heavy investment in digital technology.